At 7:06 in Atlantic, good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with the check of the news here on KJAN. Our weather forecast for today is calling for cloudy to partly cloudy skies with scattered showers and thunderstorms, a high of 86. Radar shows some light to moderate shower activity, primarily along and south of the Interstate 80 corridor, heading all the way over to Stewart and into portions of Dallas County and Madison County as well, and then off to the south around Griswold and down at Red Oak. And activity is slowly making its way to the east this morning. Pockets of the heavier cells are forming in there as well, but nothing severe. The news is brought to you by Manning Regional Healthcare Center, your trusted experts close to home. Earlier this month, it was announced the Cass County Fair Board had decided to cancel all non-4-H and FFA activities for the 2020 Cass County Fair. At that time, officials said all youth activities would be held in a show-and-go or other modified format. And now officials have indicated livestock shows will be live streamed whenever possible and also will be archived online for later viewing. All judging results will be shared as soon as possible via website, social media, and with local print and radio media. To maintain the health and safety of exhibitors, officials say staff and volunteers, and along with those exhibitors, the Cass County Fair Board requests that only members of exhibitors' immediate family, including those living in the same household, be present in person for any of the live shows. Only shows and judging held outdoors will allow any spectators, and all spectators are asked to maintain at least a 6-foot distance from other households, follow hand washing and sanitizing procedures in common areas, and bring their own seating because bleacher space will be extremely limited or unavailable for that matter. All exhibitors and spectators to the Cass County Fair must be off the grounds by 1 hour after the last show of the night to allow for cleaning of the show areas. The FFA food stand will be open limited hours with a limited menu during livestock show days. Additional details will be coming soon, officials say. And as no other food will be available on the grounds, exhibitors may bring their own food, but large coolers and multifamily picnics and potlucks are strongly discouraged. The Cass County Fair continues to be an alcohol-free fair. Officials with the Adair County ISU Extension Office in partnership with the Adair County Fair Board said Friday that with the unprecedented times taking place, they continue to move forward quickly and cautiously with plans for the 2020 Adair County Fair. The COVID-19 pandemic is having a large impact and influence on what the 4-H and FFA fair experience will look like this year. In fact, COVID-19 is causing the cancellation of many fairs, events, and festivals both in Iowa and around the nation. Adair County Extension says its staff continued to gather information daily from public health authorities, CDC guidelines, emergency management, and ISU extension and outreach guidelines and restrictions, so they do due diligence toward keeping youth, staff, fair volunteers, and visitors as safe as possible during this challenging time. Officials say this will not be the normal fair experience. However, they are working hard to create an environment that highlights the hard work of youth, while at the same time providing a modified platform to create a safer environment and experience. In the interest of public health, Adair County Extension says they are creating plans to implement procedures to follow regarding mandated CDC guidelines with social distancing, added signage, additional hand sanitizers, and increased sanitation procedures throughout all of our events. As a reminder, they said, if you feel you are sick, vulnerable, showing symptoms of COVID-19, or have been exposed to someone with COVID-19, they ask that you please stay home. The Adair County Fair Board says they understand families and friends will need to come to their own decision on whether to participate and or attend this year's fair, but they also ask that persons attending the event adhere to CDC guidelines and maintain a social distance of 6 feet or more from others. This year's 4-H and FFA mission for fair is to provide for an opportunity to showcase all that 4-H and FFA youth have learned, skills that they've gained, and life lessons that they've experienced, which will help them in their future endeavors. Fair officials are concentrating on how their projects and livestock exhibits have taught them valuable lessons and how it will help to empower them as they move forward in life. This year is not necessarily about the competitions and rewards, officials say. It's more about resiliency, persistence, and the gaining of knowledge. There you ask to check their Facebook page, Adair County ISU Extension on Facebook, or the website at the link in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com for the latest information. And due to COVID-19, the Iowa State Fair will not go on as summer, as we've mentioned to you previously, but something called the 2020 Fair Special Edition is now on the schedule. Radio Iowa's Matt Kelly reports.
The State Fair's website says the special edition will be held at the fairgrounds in Des Moines over 3 weekends in August. It'll be an opportunity for only FFA and 4-H members to showcase their animals. The site says the edition will focus on the superior showmanship, hard work, and determination of Iowa's youth. Each club will have the traditional categories, including cattle, horses, goats, poultry, rabbits, sheep, and swine. The fair says it will follow all recommendations for social distancing, hand washing, and sanitization. I'm Matt Kelly.
Elsewhere in the news, sheriff's officials in Ringgold County on Friday posted on social media that they'd received a report out of Mount Air about an early 2000s model white Dodge Caravan whose driver allegedly attempted to pick up a female child. The man was described as being in his 60s with a gray beard, a short hair, and light blue shirt. He left the scene in an unknown direction of travel. Any additional information on that incident was not available. In the funeral announcements, Kenneth Love, age 92, of Carson, died June 19th at his home. Funeral services for Kenneth Love will be today at 10 o'clock at the Luss Hills Funeral Home in Carson. Kensley Renee Railsback, age 2, of Guthrie Center, died March 25th at the Guthrie County Hospital. Celebration of life services for Kensley Railsback will be today at 10 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has arrangements. Colleen Morrison, age 64, of Oklahoma and formerly of Atlantic, died February 17th. A celebration of life for Colleen Morrison will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Messina. Steen Funeral Home of Messina has arrangements. Anthony Bruns, age 37, of Louisiana, died June 19th. Funeral services for Anthony Bruns will be today at 1 o'clock at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. Lynn Boffman, age 60, of Kirkman, died Tuesday at his home. Graveside services for Lynn Boffman will be today at 2 o'clock at the Rose Hill Cemetery in Kirkman. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Jane Yvonne Dyson, age 72, of Carson, died Wednesday at her home. Memorial services for Jane Dyson will be today at 2 o'clock at the Carson United Methodist Church. Reconvened Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Aquadonna Nadi Gross, age 100, of Harlan, died Thursday at Elmcrest Assisted Living in Harlan. A family mass of Christian burial for Nadi Gross will be held Tuesday at 11 a.m. at St. Boniface Catholic Church in Westphalia. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Social distance seating and face masks are highly recommended. Helen Marie Hester, age 84, of Earlham, died Thursday. A private family funeral service for Helen Hester will be held Tuesday at the Zion Lutheran Church in Dexter, with Johnson Funeral Home of Earlham in charge of the arrangements. Jacqueline Jackie Jensen, age 56, of Sioux City and formerly of Atlantic, died Monday in Scottsdale, Arizona. A memorial service for Jackie Jensen will be held at a later date. Harold Rocoles, age 84, of Casey, died Tuesday at the Atlantic Specialty Care. A private family graveside service for Harold Rocoles will be held in the Dalmanutha Cemetery north of Casey, with Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home assisting the family with arrangements. The news was brought to you by Manning Regional Health Care Center, your trusted experts close to home. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.